After the video, be sure to go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and enter the code FRIENDO to receive 10% off your first subscription. Order by the 19th and get the Galaxy Crate with items from Halo 5, Star Wars, and Galaxy Quest. And now every crate comes with a themed shirt. Sign up today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the Survivor Series recap.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor Series was so bad, I'm pretty sure Dan had a heart attack or a stroke or both and is not with us today. Our sincerest hopes and prayers go out to Dan Nerd Cubed.
He's somewhere else.
He just couldn't make it today.
Yeah, he just couldn't make it.
Okay. It's like a holiday week for us.
Yeah.
So like that probably might play into it. I don't know. He just said, fuck wrestling, fuck Sheamus, I'm done. Now, you interpret that as, oh, yeah, he just couldn't make it. I interpret that as something a little bit deeper.
Okay.
Didn't he say that? Did you not get the phone message from him?
No, I didn't.
You're not as close to him as maybe I am.
I could be. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah, so apologies to everybody who's expecting Dan. He's not here. You have Steven Larson, and neither of us do a really good British accent, so we're not even going to try that.
Well, you do a decent one. I don't do a good one at all.
I know, but I feel like if I try that now, I'm going to be trying to impersonate Dan, yeah. And I know that'd be really bad.
Yeah, it would be.
So I'm not going to do that. All right. I got my show notes ready to go for once.
Though. Yeah, I emailed them to you before we started. Yeah. How about that?
Here we go. Survivor Series recap. Larson, honestly, I don't think the show could have been worse.
Are you going to at least give me credit for predicting how they're going to eventually get Roman Reigns over?
I'll give you credit for the suggestion. But I honestly wonder if that's the line of thought behind what they're doing. Let's give it to Sheamus because everybody in the crowd hates him, but not like legit heel heat. It's like X-Pac heat.
Let me ask you something. Am I a Roman Reigns fan?
You don't dislike Roman that much.
Just answer, am I a Roman Reigns fan?
Are you a fan? No.
I can't wait for him to beat Sheamus to win the belt. I can't wait. And not because, you know, like as you said, I don't dislike Roman. It's, you know, He doesn't have what you look for in a wrestler.
He
doesn't have it for me.
You know what's bizarre?
But I can't wait for Sheamus to lose the belt. I can't wait.
You remember that brief period of time when the belt meant something?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't.
You mean when CM Punk had it?
When Punk had it, when Lesnar had it, when The Rock had it even.
Yeah.
It meant, granted, The Rock was sort of filling in, but he brought the belt, like, you know, the belt was main event at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think CM Punk was sort of the last time the belt really meant something.
Yeah.
Because he had it for that super long period of time, over 400 days. The Rock had it, and that brought it up to the main event level.
Which is where it should be all the time.
Which is where it always should be. Brock had it, and that was like when it was really a big thing, like, hey, you know what? He's a part-time champion. We're back to the days of San Martino and territories. Where it's a special event where Brock shows up with the belt. And then, of course, Seth Rollins, he sort of took it. And that was the guy that we knew, hey, you know what? He was the best performer that the company had. And that's why they were giving it to him. He was the future of the company. This was sort of like Shawn Michaels' first reign. You know, it's like some people were like, I don't know if he's ready. But like he took it. And I felt that he ran with it to the best of his ability. It's just he wasn't booked very well.
He was booked far too weak. Yeah, he played the role of cowardly champion really well.
Yeah, he did. Now with Sheamus having it, this guy has been languishing in the lower mid card. The lower mid card. Everybody else in the tournament, literally everybody else in the tournament, even the chumps that lost in the first round. Have been on a higher plane than Sheamus over the past 3 months.
I know.
And now he's the champion, the cornerstone of the authority, along with Rusev, who I like Rusev.
Yeah, I do too.
But he's ill-fitting here.
Yeah.
And King Barrett.
You see, like, the authority was Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
It was Kane.
Yeah.
Big Show, even.
Uh-huh.
Take those three guys.
It was a powerful stable.
And now you have Sheamus, Rusev, King Barrett.
Like, it would be more like the trio that fought last night, the primetime players in Goldust, have more credibility than these three guys.
Absolutely.
Let me ask, did you see it coming when Reigns, when everything was rain, was the confetti was coming down? Did you see this coming?
Well, here's the thing. So Sunday, I was...
I was doing
family stuff up until about 7:30. And I thought, okay, I'll turn it on. I can watch the main event in its entirety. So, you know, I'm up to date when the big swerve happens. And so I try to get logged into the network, and it wasn't working. And for 10 minutes, it wouldn't work. And then when I finally turned it on, I looked at the clock, and it was 7:38. Mm-hmm. It comes on for like 2 seconds, and there's Roman clutching the belt. And then it freezes. And so I have to go on Twitter to see what's happening. So I didn't see it in real time. I saw it later.
It was like, I would imagine, like if 9/11 happened on, you know, in an age of Twitter, like you're looking at it and Sheamus comes out and you're like, no, please, no, God, no. This isn't 9/11, obviously. But you see my point. You know, it's like, oh, why is this happening? It's our own personal going in raw, low level 9/11. Like, this is the worst case scenario. A plane just hit our podcast.
It is, but in a sense, I'm kind of happy it happened.
To get it out of the way?
That.
Because it's had to happen.
Also, to get out of the way. Also, this is Reigns' best opportunity to get over as a face. If he can't capitalize on it, he never will. And three, I was right. That's what actually makes me the most happy, is that I was right.
Yeah, that should.
Because I called this months ago.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. But he had the briefcase by the time you called it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even fathom it as a possibility, because as you said, Sheamus was like barely out of the lower card.
Where do you want to start with
this? I think literally as soon as he won the briefcase, I said, you know what's going to happen. They're going to use him to get over Reigns because no one likes Sheamus.
There's two things. I mean, we're going from the main event down.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the show overall, because we've talked about this before we started.
It was so weak.
The pacing of the whole show seemed off.
It did. It really did.
I mean...
We can even start with that main event, Matt, with that Roman Reigns versus
Dean Ambrose. It was truncated. It was really short. Or it felt short.
It felt... Like, when it ended, I was like, what's going on? What? It's done? That's it? Really?
Yeah,
like, there was
no build to that moment.
There was
when
no
Reigns
build. There was, like, hardly any false finishes. I think they did a couple of finishers, and that's, like, I know Dean
got... They each got one in before the spear.
Yeah.
That won it.
And the spear won it.
The spear should never win any match.
Even Goldberg didn't win anything on a spear. He followed up with a jackhammer.
Yeah.
The spear was the foreplay.
Yeah. The match leading up to that, that kind of lame finish, was pretty good.
Which one was that?
Main event.
Oh, yeah.
Just good back and forth. They seemed like...
Oh, leading up to it was fine.
Well, I mean... I felt like it was fine, but I also felt like both the guys knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they both personally were underwhelmed by what was going to follow their match.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That it showed, I felt like.
It made all the sense in the world. And maybe they're just thinking to themselves, you know what? Ambrose is sort of our backup face plan in case we can't get Reigns over. Mm-hmm. So why turn him heel now?
Well, I think also, too, is they run the risk of if Ambrose... turns heel, especially on Reigns, people are going to cheer Ambrose more than they're going to cheer Reigns.
Yeah, you're probably right. Apparently, I read on the dirt sheet that they weren't even sure about giving the Sheamus the belt until that afternoon.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Literally hours before the pay-per-view starts. And
yeah.
They're still like, that's bad, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking bad. Like,
but, you know, if the rumors are true that they felt like they needed Reigns to beat a credible heel... I guess in 2 months you can make Sheamus that kind of. At least a heel.
I think Reigns, I think it's the same thing as it has been. Because I'll say this, I find Reigns more legit now than I did 6 months ago.
Yeah. You know? Now they're definitely taking a page from the Daniel Bryan playbook where they're making him this underdog.
Do you see Sheamus holding the title at WrestleMania? He loses at the Rumble?
At the latest.
To Reigns?
Either Reigns... Here's what I think is going to happen. It'll be Sheamus, Lesnar, or Sheamus, Reigns at Rumble for the belt.
Lesnar?
Let me finish.
Lesnar's gone.
And no, Lesnar's going to have a match at Royal Rumble and at WrestleMania. He has a match at all the major pay-per-views.
God, I love this. You know what? If nothing else comes from this, and I personally don't think it's going to happen. Because I don't think they're going to put Lesnar in the same ring as Sheamus.
Let me finish. Let me finish this. And whoever isn't wrestling Sheamus that night of the Rumble is going to win the Rumble. So if it's Lesnar, Sheamus, Lesnar wins the belt, Reigns wins the Rumble. And like you said a couple weeks ago when Triple H mentioned to Reigns, hey, you now you're at the back of the line. Mm-hmm. He's the first person in the Rumble, lasts the whole time with it. Or if he wins the belt from Sheamus, then Lesnar's going to win the Rumble. It's going to be Lesnar, Reigns at WrestleMania. We're going to get the match that they wanted to do last year with Reigns going over. That's what's going to happen.
I think you're right, but I think Reigns takes the belt in.
That could be.
And leaves with the belt.
That could be.
I think that's what happens now. Which I think means that he probably wins at the Rumble. Here's my thing.
I'm saying either Reigns or Lesnar is beating Sheamus for the belt at the Rumble.
I think it's going to be Reigns because you know why? Because I don't think they're going to have, because Lesnar winning the Rumble is a way bigger pop than risking what happened last year. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right, but I think it's Lesnar wins the Rumble. Reigns goes on at the Rumble to beat Sheamus, and then it's Reigns, Lesnar. I think you're absolutely right about that. When is the Rumble? January?
Yeah, late January.
So we're going to stop doing this until January. Is that correct?
No, we're going to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it?
Yeah.
It's worth it enough for Kayfabe Corner, which we don't have today. I don't have today. I apologize for that.
Next week.
Next week it's on Crack.
You better have one.
I have my template set up with all the... I do my order first. I do... You know, real, fake, real. I do that first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I just fill in the spots.
See, I come up with the names and then arrange it based on the names.
That's how I do it. Is there really... Okay, I guess Undertaker versus the Wyatts. Undertaker and Kane versus the Wyatts is the other big match to happen.
Yeah, that wasn't very good either.
It wasn't very good. The Wyatts are beat dummies. They beat the Dudleys last night in Raw. Who cares?
Yeah.
Paige versus Charlotte was a terrible. I don't think these girls can have a good match with each other.
You didn't think that was good? I thought it was 3/4 of a good match. And then again, the pacing towards the end got a little off.
In my eyes, their chemistry seems really off.
See, I thought I liked the physicality of it. They're throwing the announce table and that kind of stuff. That's good.
I get the feeling. I hate saying this. I get the feeling that they feel like they have so much pressure on them to present to the world their Divas Revolution that they might be choking a little bit.
So I didn't get that at all.
Really?
No, I thought that was one of the better matches of the night, actually. Huh. Up until the last quarter of it.
Yeah. And then they did it again on Raw last night. I was like, eh. Like, okay, for example, and also Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch was on Raw last night. It was a good little match. I mean, it had a fucked up finish. It was a cheap finish. But it was a fun match. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And I just contrast with Paige and Charlotte. I feel like they're not just letting it happen.
I think when they injected kind of the personal aspect, the storyline, I think that I don't know if it's from the creative standpoint or their standpoint that they're trying to translate the personal dynamic between them into tangible physicality.
Yeah.
And we know from watching NXT that Charlotte's really athletic. Mm-hmm. They can do all sorts of crazy stuff in the ring.
Right.
I think Paige is a more physical wrestler. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is more her style, the kind of a slow grinded out type thing. And maybe that's the problem, is that you got someone who's a little more athletic in terms of what they do versus Paige. But I thought it was pretty... the storytelling was fine. I thought they told the story.
Yeah.
I thought the physicality was good.
Still love Paige. Let's see here. Dolph Ziggler versus Tyler Breeze.
I somehow missed this match because I watched Survivor Series over two different watch periods. And somehow, it was before the Undertaker Wyatt thing, yeah?
Maybe.
It must have been because I watched all the rest of the show.
I didn't see this match.
I heard it was short.
Yeah. All I heard was, I'll be honest, let's see. I didn't even think. You said Ambrose Owens was decent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I should go back. Yeah, because I was gone for a
while. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I came back for like the last couple.
Both the semifinal matches would have been really good Raw matches.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Like really good Raw matches. Yeah. But then the whole pacing of the show seemed off and slow.
Yeah.
Like, the Owens-Ambrose match was good, but they have the potential to do a fucking incredible match. And that one was just pretty good.
This is what bugs me, too, because we'll just go straight into this. It's kind of cool to see Goldust come back.
Yeah.
Pre-show. That was neat.
Yeah.
Let's go into Raw Cap.
Okay. Raw Cap.
There you go. Raw really bugged the crap out of me last night.
I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was working last night, so I didn't watch it yet.
I napped during some of it, but I know it happens.
I read a recap too.
And it really bugged me that, you know, it's Survivor Series, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble. Those are the big four. Each one, now WrestleMania, we all know, is the reset button.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble is the reset leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Survivor Series has sort of become like, we're setting the stage for WrestleMania, and Royal Rumble is a big pivotal moment going there, okay? Yeah. I don't feel, and last night's Raw, the post-big pay-per-view Raw is supposed to be a big Raw thing.
Everything I read, with the exception of the New Day segment, sounded really underwhelming.
It was. It was like, okay, they set up Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger, which still confuses the shit out of me. Zeb comes down. Again, Del Rio looks terrible as a champion with an old man and a lark. I'm sorry. I like Zeb Coulter. I think he has his place in history. Mm-hmm. Okay. He made the name Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. Great. And he's done a lot of other stuff. And I even like him as a manager. I don't get it. He comes down and he's talking about Mex America, but then America's crappy and everybody should leave and go like to a country that has its shit together, which I guess is Mexico, which is fine. But why do you have them both? I don't get any. I don't understand him. And then Jack comes out and he says, which under any other circumstance, I like this because although I don't like Jack Swagger, when you've got sort of you're referencing something that happened in the past, which I like because too often pro wrestling has a short attention span or short memory rather. And he comes out and he's like, man, you used to be my guy and now you're turning on me. But the thing is, he's turning on him when they were racist or at the very least xenophobic.
Yeah.
But a lot of what they did was sort of poking at the sort of racist angle, you know, mm-hmm. like what are you Mexicans doing? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you wouldn't think he'd want to harken back to that when he was ostensibly the face in this dynamic, correct?
Right, exactly.
Swagger, that is.
He's a face now.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you used to be a guy who would stand up here and say, we the people. But they did that in a xenophobic way, yeah. which is a heel thing. They were heels doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's weird because now the opposite of what was a heel back then is still a heel. I don't get it.
Yeah, Del Rio's character now doesn't make any sense.
Now, somebody online, I forget who it was, and I apologize for that, said, hey, do you think this is maybe Vince's way of poking at Trump? I was like, maybe. Like, the more that I was like, maybe. For the whole wall thing.
Yeah.
Because Mex-America, the whole wall thing now, like this.
He was trying to distance himself from the association with Trump he's had in the past.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
It screams Vince, though.
Yeah.
This really does seem like it was written by a 70-year-old who doesn't know what he's just lost his shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's good. See, they're heels. Well, no, Del Rio makes a great heel, though. Yeah, but what you're doing doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
This doesn't make any sense, Vince. You're fired. It was me. It was me, Paul. Anyways. Paige and Charlotte had another match last night. The rematch. Again. I want something to happen. I want somebody to, like, drop a belt.
It seemed the finish at Survivor Series kind of screamed finality.
Yeah.
It was a decisive finish.
Yeah.
Why do they have to have another match?
And then Paige was saying something about Charlotte's hand being under a rope during...
Oh, the finish at Survivor Series? Finish? They're trying to interject some controversy
to
further the feud.
But then Paige lost, I think, again last... No, it was a count out. Mm-hmm. It was a count out. So that's not, like I said, that's going to be going on for a while. But, I mean, if it's going to go on for a while, you need to have the belt change hands a couple times.
Maybe.
You should.
Maybe.
Anyways, the highlight of last night, I thought, was the New Day. Their one-year anniversary open challenge, which quickly turned to a closed challenge. You know, they closed it off pretty quick. I said this. I said this in my channel recap. The Usos came down. And they seem to have some chemistry with the New Day, which makes sense because they're around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
They have kind of the same... I could see those guys all getting along.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I realize I could be turned on the Usos.
I realized that too at, I think, a Survivor Series because... I don't know why. Maybe it's just because they've been gone for so long. But I was like, oh, these guys are actually kind of athletic and fun to watch in the ring a little bit.
You know what? They've always been decent in the ring. Yeah. I've never had a problem with their ring shit.
Yeah.
everything else bugs me. Honestly, I just hate a babyface who doesn't have any sense of irony.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I like my baby faces to show a little complexity, a little darkness,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're just two yay kids.
Mm-hmm.
Even Cena says bitch once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
He says ass once in
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
They just seem too much like toys.
Yeah.
When they came down and were sort of being what I thought is a much more effective foil for the New Day than the Dudleys, who are stuck in this sort of take everything seriously because we're ECW and we're violent.
Yeah, yeah.
Type thing. That doesn't work, I think, with the New Day. And that's why that didn't really resonate, that feud. And now the Dudleys are jobbing in the Y. It's like the Dudleys, they're... The Usos, on the other hand, if they can inject some natural charisma, which I've always felt they've had,
yeah.
And some humor into this, this could be a really, really fun angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be okay with... They gotta change those belts.
I know.
I hate those. They're so fucking ugly.
Yeah, they're terrible. Absolutely terrible.
So I could be turning the Usos. If they bring a little bit of comedy. I think the New Day could be the ones to bring that out.
Yeah.
New Day, that was fucking hilarious last night. Kofi's little under, off-the-cuff one-liners
mm-hmm.
that nobody's supposed to notice mm-hmm. are my favorite thing.
They are. When they were in England a couple weeks back, and they did the promo in the ring, and he says something like under his breath, off the mic. He just says, yeah, Harry Potter sucks, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it fucking killed me.
Yeah, I know.
Killed me.
He said, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be booty. Well, I mean, that was Xavier, but that was fucking hilarious. Those guys are so fucking talented. I loved Xavier. Did you see Xavier's hair?
Yeah. Oh, that was phenomenal.
The Survivor Series? It was
amazing. It was great.
Looked like James Brown in all his glory. That was great. Those guys are terrific. And honestly, like, if they do like a three-way feud between them and the Lucha Dragons, mm-hmm. who can speak English, apparently. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard them talk before.
Oh, Kalisto did a
it's funny
an interview
Kalisto was,
before his match with, not Ryback, Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've heard him talk, and he's like, the funny thing is he's perfectly fluent, but he'll still say como se dice, which is, what is it? How do you say it? Which is, how do you say the, you typically hear that when somebody who doesn't know
the language
very well. He's like, como se dice. And so it's funny. I'm like, dude, you're obviously very fluent. What do you mean, how do you say? Probably knows English better than me. That could be a really fun feud.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be some great matches.
Yeah, there'd be some really good matches there.
So, and then it was announced that we're going to get Reigns and Sheamus at TLC.
I think Sheamus retains. And I think it'll happen at the Rumble.
Yeah, I think it will too.
I think they need
some build up. Sheamus will retain due to interference.
So, let me ask you this. Once Sheamus drops the belt, what happens to the Authority then? Do you see Lesnar being part of the Authority? I don't see that either.
No.
They'll
have to find a way to interject themselves back in or into that storyline somehow.
Ambrose would have been a great authority guy.
I don't think he would have. His whole thing is
his anti-authority. That's why it would have been great. That's why it would have been really good. I think it's different than when Stone Cold joined McMahon.
Oh, I know.
I think it's different than
it
that.
It is, but
I think if he essentially is a mercenary for hire, I think that would work really well. Because like Seth Rollins' approach, it was I'm moving up the ladder.
Yeah.
With Ambrose, it's more like why am I slumming it when I could just get a paycheck?
Yeah.
I think that's an angle he could run with.
I think he could, but I think in the end, he'd be the one getting over, not Reigns.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I mean, he'll get over no matter what.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer, too, because, like, it's almost like taking him for granted.
I know.
He's so skinny. Yeah. You notice that? He's got, like, pecs.
Yeah.
But everything else is, like, indie wrestler.
Well, he's a lot better shape than he was when he was in FCW, pre-NXT.
Yeah.
He was a little doughy back then. It's funny, there was a match on YouTube, I don't know if you've seen it, that's a Shield triple threat match in FCW.
Mm.
And it's Doughy Ambrose.
Yeah.
Rollins isn't quite as muscular as he is now.
He hadn't found CrossFit yet,
I guess. Yeah, and Reigns is wearing underwear trunks. Not literal underwear, but
weird.
Trunks instead of the Shield gear.
Weird.
And everything about it is so weird.
It's weird.
A good match.
It's like watching an old episode of NXT, like, but Corey Graves is still wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, like he doesn't do that. Let's see here. All right, Larson, it's time for Dan lucked out on this one. If he didn't watch the book of the match, and now there's no need for him to do this, Survivor Series 1990.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was all Survivor matches.
Yeah.
That's back when they would do all just clusterfuck matches. Like, now I kind of understand maybe how Dan feels when I have him watch, like, a 1990 or even 1985 WCW NWA pay-per-view. Because if he feels it's all cluster, this was nothing but clusterfuck after clusterfuck.
I have to admit, I didn't watch this one, but I've seen previous old school Survivor Series.
Oh my God. I think I actually did. I didn't get to the end. I watched like the first three matches, and that was even walking in and out of the room. I was like, this is still happening right now? This is still going on?
And there's no stakes. Just at the end of the show, they get all the winners from both matches and having the final match, and whoever wins that's the sole survivor or whatever.
It was the Ultimate Warrior, I know. And yeah, there's no stakes. It doesn't mean anything. There was no championship belt. There was no trophy. At least the Andre the Giant Battle Royal has a trophy. Who do you think is going to win that this year?
Should be the Big Show every year until he retires.
I agree. He is Andre the Giant's son, after all.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I watched. I did specifically tune in for The Undertaker's debut.
Did they call him Kane the Undertaker?
I know they did at some point. I didn't pay attention if they did it here.
Yeah. I know when he... Around his debut, he was referred to
around his debut. I think it was like the second, maybe it was when he came out on like Superstars or Main Event or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say about the book of the match, man. It was fucking, it was a mess. It was clusterfuck. It sucked.
I'm happy I didn't watch it then.
Yeah, be happy. Oh, the only thing I really like paid attention to, I've told you this before. Whenever I see a Kerry Von Erich match,
yeah,
I just pay attention to his foot because he didn't have a foot. He didn't have a right foot.
Did he make it out of his match to the final match?
No. No, he did not win his one.
Okay.
I don't believe he did, no. And it's funny because remember back a while ago, you and I had a thing about, well, they renamed him the Texas Tornado.
Yeah.
And they didn't refer to him as Kerry Von Erich, but in a later episode of WWF somewhere down the line, I do specifically remember they called him the Texas Tornado Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah, because I thought when he debuted that he was just the Texas Tornado. Yeah,
apparently he was.
So we were both right.
But he didn't have a foot. Yeah. But he moves amazingly.
Yeah.
He moves great. You know why he didn't have a foot?
Motorcycle accident.
But you know why specifically he didn't have a foot?
Because he didn't go get it checked out right away?
No, he got it checked out. He started walking on it before it was fully healed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they had, can you imagine that? You're clear. You're in the clear.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, hubris.
Yeah.
Walk around.
I feel fine.
He's like, oh, God. Uh-oh. It fell off again. They're going to have to keep it off now.
No putting this foot back on.
Nope.
Jeez.
I know. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm not
laughing. You shouldn't be laughing.
I'm not laughing.
But you are.
I'm not.
That's the worst part.
Family's fucked up, man. What a mess. Don't get into wrestling, folks. Especially don't have your children get into it. Jesus.
Anything else you'd like to say about Book of the Match? What should we do for the next Book of the Match?
Maybe somebody had Kerry watch that fucking pay-per-view a couple of years later. Okay, I'm done.
Next Book of the Match, what should we do? Maybe something I'll actually watch this time.
Yeah, I know.
I chose this one, so you should choose this next one.
Okay, so what's coming up? We did Survivor Series.
What's the next? TLC.
TLC.
Next pay per view. Do some searching.
I'm gonna do searchings. Hello, friends. I have to think of my making up brains too.
I got like a bunch of them.
I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna Google TLC best.
So I Googled WWE TLC. None of these look good so far. Cena versus Barrett in a chairs match. Well, there hasn't been very many TLC pay-per-views. It's only since 2009, and all the main events don't look good.
Well, what if we just do here? What if we do the very first tables, ladder, chairs match?
Was that SummerSlam 2001?
You know that. That's impressive.
I think it's SummerSlam 2001.
First tables, ladders, chairs.
Because it's the Summer, I believe it's the SummerSlam after that WrestleMania went to.
TLC.
Which I guess would be SummerSlam 2000.
WWE. It was
it was Hardy's and Edge and Christian. I think the Dudleys.
Oh, it was probably before there was a paper. It was an actual paper.
No, as I said, it was a SummerSlam or something like that.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, Attitude Era, No Mercy, 1999.
That's really?
That's deep.
That's the first TLC match?
The first TLC match, SummerSlam 2000.
Okay.
Have we done SummerSlam 2000 yet?
I don't think so. Let me look at the card.
The Rock's on it. I think Austin was out with his neck issues. Eddie Guerrero. This is a good lineup here.
Oh, The Rock versus Angle and Triple H for the belt.
The Rock. Oh, ooh, wow. The Cat with Allison.
Oh, this is the Steve Blackman Shane McMahon match, I think, where Shane took that big fall off the Titan Tron.
Jerry Lawler defeated Taz. China and Eddie Guerrero were together at the time. They were a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Val Venus and Trish Stratus. X-Pac versus Road Dogg. Here's about that. Yeah, let's do that. SummerSlam 2000. SummerSlam 2000, your book of the match. Dan, if you're listening, Dan. If you're out there listening, Dan. 2000 SummerSlam.
2000 SummerSlam. All right, it's time for...
Yeah.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
Time for Making It Rains.
Making It Rains. Making It. Is it?
Or Make It Rains.
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 Yeah.
So, what is this? Huh. Make It Rains. What is this? What is this segment?
Make It Rains is where we come up with our idea on how to get Reigns over.
New gimmicks.
Yeah, new gimmicks.
New packaging, new angles.
Storylines.
Storyline. Yeah, characters.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you want to go first? You want me to? I think I have to go first and see what happens. All right, so...
Did we do this last month?
Yeah.
We did one already.
Yeah.
What was mine?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Anyways. Okay. So Ambrose and Roman Reigns are in the ring together.
Okay.
And you know, a few months back on Raw, they did a little skip backstage where Ambrose... or it's talking about how they're.
I such just good, came up with mine.
Such good friends. Mine's pretty good. Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
You know, like how they're such good friends that Ambrose knows how Reigns likes his water and his coffee and his beer
and his women.
And so they kind of do something like that in the ring again. But every time Reigns answers one of Ambrose's questions, it's not what Ambrose thinks it is. You know, like Ambrose says, "Well, you know, like I know Reigns likes his water ice cold.
Yeah,
he likes his coffee hot. And how do you like your beer?" And Reigns says, I don't drink beer anymore. I only drink kale smoothies." And Ambrose was like, "What?" And so Reigns beats him down and gets on the mic and starts laying into all the out of shape people in the audience.
Oh yeah.
And saying, "You guys suck. You guys aren't..." This is Reigns talking, not me, by the way.
Yeah.
"You guys suck. You guys need to get in shape like me.
Yeah.
I eat well. I don't need any of this fast food garbage. I exercise every day. Yeah. You can now call me Roman Whole Grains." I'm not done yet. And okay. So, he carries on. He's a heel now, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Because God forbid someone that talks That's about good. Eating it's a well good guy, yeah. is a good guy. And so he keeps going on and on about how he's better than everybody because he eats well and is in glorious shape. But eventually he just says, "Okay, I just don't eat well.
Yeah.
I'm a vegan now.
Oh, no.
I only eat vegetables.
Yeah.
You can call me Romaine Reigns."
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. I'm very happy with mine because I just came out with it. Okay.
Good.
What's been my biggest problem with Roman Reigns? What hasn't gotten him over for me since the Shield broke up?
Mike Skills.
That's
Shield
actually,
gear.
That's actually secondary to Shield gear.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's time that Roman Reigns thinks, "You know what? I really like this stuff, but I do need to make it different."
Okay.
"But I don't want to stray from it too much."
Okay.
He's like racked his brain over this for like a year. Like, he wants to change now, but he's like, "I need to make sure that whatever I do is going to stick."
Mm-hmm.
"I need something that's super popular in the minds of the fans." I don't know what that is. He's at home one day. He's watching, he likes basketball, right? So he's watching TNT. He's like, "Okay, well, whatever, you know, I don't know where he's from, but he's like, you know, my team just lost, whatever." And then right for the basketball game, TNT showing a movie. It's like, "What's this?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a fucking Batman movie, cool." And he's like, "Which one is this?" "These are all really popular movies, you know." He's like, "Oh, this is the last one, Dark Knight Rises." He's like, "Well, who's that guy? Who's that villain right there? He's got gear kind of like me. He's got the freaking army pants kind of, but mine are black. He's got like the vest,
yeah.
you know?" He's like, I only need one more thing. Everybody bitches about my mic skills. Well, what if they can't even hear what I have to say? They love this guy, so I'm just going to put on a mask just like him. What is his name?
Roman Baines.
His name is Roman Baines. Let the Baines begin. Let Roman Reigns begin. Roman Baines. Oh, I just came up with that. Like my little hamster wheel. You can play back the tape and you see my little hamster wheel spin around.
Yeah. All right, we both came through this week with some decent ideas.
Let the rains begin.
Let's remember this one. I like the whole grains begin.
Let the whole grains begin.
Let the romains begin.
I like it. That's good. That's what the segment should be called, Let the Rains Begin.
All right, we can name it that from now on.
We have to get Dan's permission. Dan!
He'll be back next month, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Hope so.
Hope he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
And then next week we're going to have a kayfabe corner for reals. I'm going to bring
I hope so.
I'm going to skunk you, man. 12 and out. Well,
you have
0
to,
and 12.
You have to formulate a list first.
I got my template ready to go.
You point over there, but I don't see any template over there.
It's around the corner. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Going In Raw.
Bye.